Welcome to Zichu Daf Siman. I'm Rabbi Avraham Goldar, and today we're Maseches Pesachim, Daf Kuf Tes, the 10th parak, Arvei Pesachim. So the three topics we're going to focus on. Number one, the Gemara cites braises that discuss keeping children awake for the Seder. Rav Yehuda says, we give children klayos ve'egozim be'er Pesach, parched grain and walnuts in Erev Pesach, and it's evident from the Rambam and others that the Gemara refers to the night of Pesach, kidei shelo yishnu v'yishalu, so that they will not sleep and they'll ask questions. Rabbi Elazar says, chotfim matzos b'leil Pesachim. We snatch matzahs on the night of Pesach, b'shvil tinokos shelo yishnu, for the benefit of the children so they shouldn't fall asleep. The Rashbam's preferred explanation is that this means that we prevent children from eating too much matzah and becoming drowsy as a result. Alternatively, we remove the Seder plate from the table to prompt the children to ask why. It was said about Rabbi Akiva, miyamav lo amar higia eis ramo bebeis midrash. He never said that time has come to stand up in the beis midrash and leave, chutz ma'arvi psachim be'erv yom kippur, except for Erev Pesach and Erev Yom Kippur. Be'erv Pesach b'shvil tinokos kadei shul yishnu. On Erev Pesach, he did this for the benefit of the children so that they should not fall asleep. The Rashbam explains that the Talmidim would go home early either to ensure that their children napped during the day or so that they could begin the Seder before the children would go to sleep. Be'erv Yom Kippur kadei shi'achiyu es b'neim. And on Erev Yom Kippur so that the Talmidim should feed their children. Point number two is taught in the Braisa, Chayv Adam Osamech, Banu B'nei Beis Uberego, Shenemar V'samachtu V'chagecho. A man is obligated to gladden his children and the members of his household on Yantav, as it stated, and you should rejoice on your festival, you, your son, your daughter, your slave, B'amem Asamchem, B'yan. With what does he gladden them? With wine. Rav Yehuda says, Anashim B'ri Lehen, V'nashim B'ri Lehen. Men with what's appropriate for them, and women with what's appropriate for them. The Gemara explains that wine is appropriate to gladden men, and Rav Yosef explains that new clothing is appropriate to gladden women. In Babylon, it was with colored garments, and in Eretz Yisrael, it was with white pressed linen garments. Rav Yehuda ben Becerra says, "Bezman shebeis hamikdash kayam, ein simcha el b'basar." When the beis hamikdash stands, the mitzvah of rejoicing is fulfilled only through bringing an offering and eating its meat. V'akshav shein beis hamikdash kayam, ein simcha el b'yayin. But now that the beis hamikdash does not stand, the mitzvah of rejoicing is fulfilled only through drinking wine. And point number three, Rav Chista defines the liquid measure of a ravis by describing the size of the space that a ravis occupies. Ravis shel Torah etzbaim al etzbaim, barum etzbaim v'chetzi etzba v'chomish etzba. The ravis of the Torah is 2 fingers by 2 fingers, with a height of 2 fingers, half a finger and a fifth of a finger, or 2 by 2 by 2.7 fingers. Rav Chista derives this from a braisa that teaches that because a mikvah must be able to contain a person's entire body at one time, it must be an amma by an amma with a height of 3 ammas. And the Chachamim determined that an area of that size contains 40 saw. Applying the same ratio, Rav Chista concluded that an area of 2 by 2 by 2.7 fingers contains a ravis. So once again, the 3 points are number one. The Gemara cites braises that discuss keeping children awake for the Seder. Rav Yehuda says that we give children klayos ve'egozim be'er Pesach, parched grain and walnuts on Erev Pesach, and it's evident from the Rambam and others that the Gemara refers to the night of Pesach, kidei shelo yishnu v'yishalu, so they'll not sleep and they'll ask questions. Rebbe Elazar says, chotfim matzos b'leil Pesachim, we snatch matzos on the night of Pesach, b'shvil tinokos shelo yishnu, for the benefit of the children so they shouldn't fall asleep. The Rashbam's preferred explanation is that this means that we prevent children from eating too much matzah and becoming drowsy as a result. Alternatively, we remove the Seder plate from the table to prompt the children to ask why. And it was said about Rabbi Akiva, miyamav lo amar higia eis ramo bebeis midrash. He never said the time has come to stand up in the beis midrash and leave, chutz ma'arvi psachim ve'erv yom kippurim, except for Erev Pesach and Erev Yom Kippurim. Be'erev Pesach b'shvil tinokos kadei shelo yishnu. On Erev Pesach, he did this for the benefit of the children so they should not fall asleep. The Rashbam explains that the Talmidim would go home early either to ensure that the children napped during the day or so that they could begin the Seder before the children would go to sleep. Ve'erev Yom Kippurim kadei shi'achiyu es b'neihem, and on Erev Yom Kippur so that the Talmidim should feed their children. Point number two is taught in a braisa, Chayv Adam Asamech Banov v'nei Beisu Berego, Shneamar v'samacht b'chagecha. A man is obligated to gladden his children and the members of his household on Yantav, as it's stated, and you should rejoice on your festival, you, your son, your daughter, your slave, b'mem asamchem b'yayin. With what does he gladden them? With wine. Rav Yehuda Omer, anashim b'ruy lehem, v'nashim b'ruy lehen. Men with what's appropriate for them, and women with what's appropriate for them. The Gemara explains that wine is appropriate to gladden men, and Rav Yosef explains that new clothing is appropriate to gladden women. In Babylon, it was with colored garments, and in Eretz Yisrael, it was with white pressed linen garments. Rav Yehuda ben Becerra says, "Bezman shebeis hamikdash kayam, ein simcha el b'basar." When the beis hamikdash stands, the mitzvah of rejoicing is fulfilled only through bringing an offering and eating its meat. V'akshav she'ein beis hamikdash kayam, ein simcha el b'yayin. But now that the beis hamikdash doesn't stand, the mitzvah of rejoicing is fulfilled only through drinking wine. And point number three, Rav Chisda defines the liquid measure of a raviz by describing the size of the space that a raviz occupies. Raviz shel Torah etzbaim al etzbaim berum etzbaim v'chetzi etzba v'chomesh etzba. The raviz of the Torah is 2 fingers by 2 fingers with a height of 2 fingers, half a finger, and a fifth of a finger, or 2 by 2 by 2.7 fingers. Rav Chisda derives this from a braisa that teaches that because a mikvah must be able to contain a person's entire body at one time, it must be an amma by an amma with a height of 3 ammos. And the Chachamim determined that an area of that size contains 40 saw. Applying the same ratio, Rav Chisda concluded that an area of 2 by 2 by 2.7 etzbos contains a raviz. All right, so now we go to a siman daf kuvtes, and this siman was suggested to us by Yaakov Leder from Nof Ayalon, Jason Selesny from Herzliya, and Arn Warso from Queens. They all suggested a Hatzalah first aid kit. Hatzalah first aid kit. So here goes. Hatzalah prepared a special keep the kitties up for Seder kit, packed with parched grain walnuts and a matzah grabber, while they gave out to parents free hangers for new clothing and a custom 2 fingers raviz measure to be used for the abrikosos. Once again, in slow motion. Hatzalah prepared a special keep the kitties up for Seder kit. Hatzalah kit? That must be more on Daf Kuftes. Hatzalah prepared a special keep the kitties up for Seder kit packed with parched grain, walnuts, and a matzah grabber, which reminds the Gemara brings different prices on how to keep the children up for the Seder. Rav Yehuda says that we give children klayos ve'egos in parched grain and walnuts so that they'll not sleep and they'll ask questions. Rav Eliezer says, chotfin matzahs b'leil psachim, we snatch matzahs on the night of Pesach for the benefit of the children so they shouldn't fall asleep. The Rashbam's preferred explanation is that this means that we prevent children from eating too much matzah and becoming drowsy as a result. Alternatively, we remove the Seder plate from the table to prompt the children to ask why. And Rabbi Kiva would tell his Talmidim to stand up and leave the Beis HaMidrash Erev Pesach so that the Talmidim would go home early to ensure that their children nap during the day or so that they could begin the Seder before the children would go to sleep. He also told them to leave the Beis HaMidrash on Erev Yom Kippur so that the Talmidim should feed their children. So Hatzalah prepared a special keep the kitties up for Seder kit packed with parched grain walnuts and a matzah grabber while they gave out to parents free hangers for new clothing, which reminds us that we learn from the pasuk of a samacht b'chagecha, a man is obligated to gladden his children and the members of his household on Yontif. How does he gladden them? With wine. Rabbi Yehuda says, anashim birui lehem, v'nashim birui lehem, men with what's appropriate for them, and women with what's appropriate for them. The Gemara explains that wine is appropriate to gladden men, and Rabbi Yosef explains that new clothing is appropriate to gladden women. In Babel, it was with colored garments, and in Eretz Yisrael, it was with white pressed linen garments. Rabbi Yehuda ben Becerra says, b'zman shebeis hamikdash kayam, ein simcha el b'basar. When the beis hamikdash stands, the mitzvah of rejoicing is fulfilled only to bring an offering and eating its meat. But now that the Beis HaMikdash does not stand, the mitzvah of rejoicing is fulfilled only through drinking wine. So Hatzalah prepared a special keep the kitties up for Seder kit, packed with parched grain walnuts and a matzah grabber, while they gave out their parents free hangers for new clothing and a custom 2 fingers raviz measure to be used for the abrikosos. Which reminds us, the Rav Chisda defines the liquid measure of raviz by describing the size of the space that a raviz occupies. Raviz shel Torah etzbaim al etzbaim, berum etzbaim v'chetzi etzba v'chomesh etzba. The raviz of the Torah is 2 fingers by 2 fingers, with a height of 2 fingers, half a finger, and a fifth of a finger, or 2 by 2 by 2.7 etzbaos. Rav Chisda derives this from a braisa that teaches that because a mikvah must be able to contain a person's entire body at one time, it must be an amma by an amma with a height of 3 ammos. And the Chachamim determined that an area of that size contains 40 saw. Applying the same ratio, Rav Chisda concluded that an area of 2 by 2 by 2.7 etzbaos contains a raviz. So one more time. Hatzalah prepared a special keep the kitties up for Seder kit, packed with parched grain walnuts and a matzah grabber, while they gave out to parents free hangers for new clothing and a custom 2 fingers raviz measure to be used for the abrikosos. All right, now it's time to go to our 4-blah-back Chazara. Daf Kuf Hei. So the Simmer Daf Kuf Hei is a Russian hacker. So here goes. The Russian hacker, that must be more in Daf Kuf Hei. The Russian hacker who created a Shabbos robot that automatically interrupted his meals when the time for Kiddush came Friday night, which reminds of Rav Hananya Bar Shalemya and the Talmidim of Rav, were eating a meal on Erev Shabbos and Rav Hamnuna was serving them. They asked him to check if Shabbos had begun because if it had, they would remove the table and return it specifically for Shabbos to distinguish the Shabbos meal from the weekday one. He told them, based on a statement of Rav, there's no need to do that because Shabbat Kava Navsha. Shabbos establishes itself. The Rashbam explains that the remainder of the meal would be distinct from its beginning, even if the table was left in place, because one interrupts his meal to say Kiddush as soon as Shabbos begins, due to the prohibition against eating before Kiddush. Rav Amram adds in the name of Rav, Kiddush Kovas, V'lo L'Havdal Kovas. The advent of Shabbos establishes itself with respect to Kiddush, but the departure of Shabbos does not establish itself for Havdalah, meaning one must interrupt the meal to say Kiddush at the beginning of Shabbos, but one need not interrupt to say Havdalah at the end of Shabbos, even though he may not begin eating before Havdalah. So the Russian hacker created a Shabbos robot that automatically interrupted his meals when the time came for Kiddush Friday night, and featured a day reminder for when he forgot to make Kiddush at night, which reminds us Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak told Ravina that the sons of Rabbi Chiya said, Mishu Ahivdo B'Motzi Shabbos, Mavdil B'Holach Kol Shabbos Kulo, one who did not say Abdallah Motzi Shabbos may say Abdallah through the following week, and we may infer from this that, similarly, Mishu Akidish B'Erev Shabbos, Mekadish B'Holach Kol Hayom Kulo, someone who did not say Kiddush on Friday night may say Kiddush throughout the following day. Ravina challenged this based on a brisa that says, Shabbos v'yontav ein b'hem kedush alkos, v'yesh b'hen hasgara b'virchas amazon. Shabbos v'yontav days, in contrast to Shabbos v'yontav nights, do not feature kiddush on a cup, but do feature mention of the specialness of the day in birchas amazon. The Rashbam explains that the kiddush mentioned here refers to the bracha that proclaims the kedusha of the day. Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak answered, as explained by the Rashbam, that the brisa is not discussing someone who failed to say kiddush at night, as the Chachamim require. So the Russian hacker who created a Shabbos robot that automatically interrupted his meals when the time for Kiddush came Friday night and featured a day reminder for when he forgot to make Kiddush at night was known for his very late Shalosh Shuvos because Shabbos was no burden for him. Which reminds us, Ravina then challenged Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak based on another braisa which says, Kavod Yom v'Kavod Lail Kavod Yom Kodem. If one has limited food with which to honor Shabbos and he must choose between the honor of Shabbos day and the honor of Shabbos night, the honor of the day comes first. V'im Ein Lo El Kos Echad Omer Olav Kiddush Yom. But if he only has one cup of wine, he should say Kiddush on Friday night, which proclaims the sanctity of the day. Now, if Kiddush may be said during the day, why should he not leave the cup until the next day and use it then for Kiddush and to honor the day? Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak answers that Kiddush is said at night and not delayed because B'shaita Chaviva Mitzvah. A mitzvah is precious in its time. He went on to explain that unlike Kiddush, Havdalah is delayed if there's some benefit to doing so because with respect to bringing in the day of Shabbos, the earlier we do it, the better, and we thus demonstrate our Chavivas for it. But with respect to escorting the day out, we delay it so it will not appear to be a burden for us. Daf Kuf Vav. So the Simmer Daf Kuf Vav is a tightrope walker walking on a fine line. So here goes. The tightrope walker, whose act featured making Kiddush Rabbah on the high wire and then staying there until Tuesday afternoon to make Havdalah, got booed by the crowd when he messed up one time and tasted the food before making Kiddush. Once again, in slow motion. The tightrope walker, that must be on Duff, Kuf Vav, Kuv, line. The tightrope walker, whose act featured making Kiddush Rabbah on the high wire, which reminds us of the story of Rav Ashi visiting Machoz and trying to figure out what to do when they told him Shabbos day to make Kiddush Rabbah. He ended up dragging out the Bori Pir Gafen to see if anybody would be impatient and drink, and indeed, an elderly man started. Rav Ashi applied to himself the pasuk, Achacham Eina Barosho, the wise man has his eyes in his head, meaning he has foresight. The Rashbam explains that they called it the great Kiddush, Kiddush Rabbah, because it's the bracha which is recited whenever Kiddush is recited. So the tightrope walker, whose act featured making Kiddush Rabbah on the high wire and then staying there until Tuesday afternoon to make Havdalah, which reminds us of the sons of Rabbi Chiya say, Mishu Ahivdil Motzi Shabbos, Mavdil B'Holach Kol Shabbos Kulo. One who did not say Havdalah Motzi Shabbos may say Havdalah throughout the following week. Rabbi Zera explained, Ad Revi B'Shabbos, until the fourth day, meaning up to and not including Tuesday night. So this ruling is similar to a ruling with respect to a get. The first 3 weekdays are called after Shabbos, and the last 3 weekdays are called before Shabbos. Rashbam explains that this would be relevant for someone who gives a get and stipulates that he has given 200 zuz after or before Shabbos. If he said after Shabbos, the get would only be valid if she gives him the money prior to Tuesday night. So the tightrope walker, whose act featured making Kiddush Rabbah on the high wire and then staying there until Tuesday afternoon to make Havdalah, got booed by the crowd when he messed up one time and tasted the food before making Kiddush. Which reminds the Machlokas of one taste of food before making Kiddush or Havdalah. Rav Huna says, in the name of Rav, Tam Eina Makadosh. After one tasted food, he may not say Kiddush. Rashbam explains that he should not say Kiddush on Friday night, but he should say it the next day before the meal. This would seem to be a penalty imposed by the Rabbanim for eating prior to Kiddush. Rav says the final halacha is that one does say Kiddush and Havdalah. Daf Kuf Zayin. So the simple Daf Kuf Zayin is couscous. So here goes. The lavish couscous dish. Couscous dish? That must mean one Daf Kuf Zayin. The lavish couscous dish prepared by Malav Malka was not touched by the visiting rabbi who was given dapir for Havdalah, which reminds us of the incident of a Mamer traveling being given dapir for Havdalah, not wanting to make Havdalah in anything but wine, went to bed fasting. When it happened again the second year, he said, Yihachi chamer medinahu. If so, beer is the wine of the province. He said Havdalah and he tasted some food. Rashbam explains that a Mamer meant that because wine was regularly unavailable there, Beer was the local equivalent and therefore suitable for Havdalah. And the Gemara discusses the suitability of several types of beer for Kiddush on Havdalah and brings some incidents about the ill effects that occurred after drinking some date beer. So the lavish couscous dish prepared from the Lava Malka was not touched by the visiting rabbi who was given date beer for Havdalah and told to make sure he had a cheekful, which reminds us, as a Malchokas, how much wine must be tasted when making a bracha over a kos shel bracha, such as Kiddush, Havdalah, and Birkas Hamazon. The Tanakhama says a kol shu, and Rabbi Yossi Bar Yehuda says a cheekful, a mali lugma. Another brice is brought that supports the second opinion. So the lavish couscous dish prepared for Lav Malka was not touched by the visiting rabbi who was given date beer for Havdalah and told to make sure he had a cheekful and who was now in such pain that he couldn't even dream of eating Erev Pesach close to Mincha Katana. Which reminds us, it was a question when the Mishnah said that one should not eat Erev Pesach Samocha Mincha. Was that referring to Mincha Gadol or Mincha Katana? The Gemara explains that this issue revolves around the reason for the prohibition against eating close to Mincha. Is it because a meal and Mincha Gadol could be drawn out and cause a person to not bring the Karban Pesach, which must be brought that afternoon? Or is it because a later meal at Mincha Katana could cause a person to eat the matzah that night in a manner of Achila Gasa, excessive consumption? And the Rashbam explains that Achila Gasa is not halachically considered eating. The Gemara proves from a brisa that Samach Mincha Katana Tanan. The Mishnah states that one may not eat on Erev Pesach close to Mincha Katana. Daf Kuf Ches, the simon is a pickpocket. So here goes. The pickpocket, that must be on Daf Kuf Ches. The pickpocket who reclined while drinking the first two cups of wine at the Seder, which reminds us, it was stated that Rav Nachman said the cups of wine at the Seder require Seiba, and it was stated that he said they do not require Seiba. So the Gemara explains that there's no dispute and that they're referring to different cups. Some say the first two require leaning because the Hashtahud the cup is Chalal Acheres, because it's now that freedom begins, meaning the redemption is discussed over those cups. Others say the last two cups require leaning because Hayishaita the Kahav Yacheres. It's at that time that freedom is a reality. The Gemara concludes, Hashtah the Imar Hachi be Imar Hachi, now that it was stated like this, and it was stated like this, Idi Vidi by Hiseba, both these two cups and these two cups require Hiseba. So the pickpocket reclined while drinking the first two cups of wine at the Seder was disappointed when all he found in the pockets of the reclining son and Talmud, which reminds us, the Gemara discusses who must lean. A woman in the presence of her husband does not need to do a seba, but if she's a prominent woman, she needs leaning. The Rosh Mam explains that a woman does not typically lean because she's apprehensive in her husband's presence and subservient to him, whereas a prominent woman generally will eat reclining. A son in the presence of his father needs to do a seba. The Rosh Mam explains that a son is not as subservient to a father as a man's wife is to him. And regarding a Talmud in the presence of his Rebbe, Abai said, when we were in the yeshiva of our master, referring to Rabbah, we would lean on each other's knees during the Seder, but when we came to the yeshiva of Rav Yosef, who became the head of the academy after Rabbi, he told us, you don't need to lean for mor rabach k'mor shamayim. The fear of your Rebbe is like the fear of heaven. So the pickpocket who reclined while drinking the first two cups of wine at the Seder was disappointed when all he found in the pockets of the reclining son and Talmud was a note with a reminder to have a nice cup and to drink most of it. Which reminds us, Rav Yehuda in the name of Shmuel teaches several halachas about the dalet kosos, which the Gemara then explains. They must contain enough wine to produce a kos yafa, a nice cup. The Gemara, according to the version preferred by the Rosh Mam, explains, hayin ravis, this is ravis. If you drink them pure, chai, meaning without adding water to the wine, he fulfilled the mitzvah. Rava says, yedei yain yatza, yedei cheres lo yatza. He fulfilled the mitzvah to drink wine, but he didn't fulfill the obligation to act in a manner that expresses freedom. Rosh Mam explains that he didn't fulfill the mitzvah completely because wine must be diluted to be considered prominent. Rosh Mam notes that our wines do not need to be diluted. If he drank them all at once, he fulfilled the mitzvah. Rav says, Yedei yain yatsa, yedei harbakosos ol yatsa. He fulfilled the mitzvah to drink wine, whereas the Rosh Mam explains that this is the mitzvah of Simchas Yantam, but he didn't fulfill the mitzvah of Dalet Kosos. And if he gave his children, the members of his household, to drink from them, he fulfilled his mitzvah. Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak says, only if he personally drank most of the cup. All right, now it's time to conclude our pop quiz of 10 questions plus 3 bonus questions from Maseches Brachos Shabbos and Erevin. Number 1. Which stuff do you learn different ways to keep the children up for the Seder by giving them parched grain and walnuts and snatching the matzahs away? That's on Daf. Kuf Tes. Good. Number 2. Which stuff do you learn whether wives, sons, and Talmidim do his Seba at the Seder? That's on Daf. Kuf Ches. Good. Number 3. Which stuff do you learn that the Revius measure is 2 by 2 by 2.7 at Tzba'os? That's on Daf. Kuf Tes. Good. Number 4. Which stuff do you learn that the coast must be filled up with enough wine to be a kos yafa, which is understood to be a revis, and one is required to drink most of the cup. That's on Daf. Kuf Ches. Good. Number 5. Which stuff do you learn? 2 different opinions whether Rav Nachman meant that the first two cups are drunk with a sable or the last two cups are. That's on Daf. Kuvches. Good number six. Which daf did we learn that when the Mishnah forbids eating close to Mincha Erev Pesach, it was referring to Mincha Katana so that one does not come to eat the matzah as achilas gasa. That's on daf. Kuvzayin. Good number seven. Which daf did we learn that one is until Tuesday night to make Abdallah? That's on daf. Kuvav. Good number eight. Which daf did we learn that simcha for a man in Yantiv is through wine, whereas for a woman it's through clothing? That's on daf. Kuftes. Good. Number nine. Which daf of Malchus is Tanakam Rabbi Yudah, whether a kos shel bracha requires that one just taste a kolshu or one needs to drink a mali lugmo, a cheekful. That's on daf. Kuvzayin. Good. And number ten. Which daf learned that a Mamar determined that Shechar, the date beer, was the Chamer Medina of the place he visited since wine wasn't regularly available there. That's on daf. Kuvzayin. Good. Now the three bonus questions. Number one. Which daf learned about the importance of treating sons equally? That's on daf. Yudin Shabbos. Good. Number two. Which daf did we learn about who authored the various brachos in Birchas Hamazon? That's on daf. Memches and brachos. Good. And number three. Which daf did we discuss going outside the tchum b'mezi? That's on daf. Nun Beis and Erevin. Excellent. That concludes the pop quiz. This is Rabbi Avraham Goldman Zichu wishing you a great day and great learning.